guys, this is Shivangi Shrivastav and you are listening to the Shivangi Shrivastav show. And right now we have our new guest with us, Aniket Mishra. Hello, Aniket.
Hi, Shivangi. Thank you for calling me on your show. I really, really appreciate this thing. And yeah, so let's begin.
Yes, I would like to introduce you by saying that Aniket is a very creative and enthusiastic content creator, and he creates his content through podcast. He's the host of the Aniket Mishra show. He has a very good amount of content and a very good quality content on Instagram, and he also keeps on posting his thoughts about positivity and optimism on Twitter. So how you manage to do all these things, Aniket?
So the thing is I'm currently I'm college dropout and I'm just working at my father's store. Like my father has a grocery store and I'm just giving half of my day. I'm working straight 10 hours something at my father's store, and whatever the time is left, I'm just thinking about contents, thinking about ideas, and I'm just recording the thing. I'm just documenting my life. What Gary Vee says, I'm just documenting my life. I'm just whatever happens to me throughout the day or something, I just whatever it goes, I just reflect on that thing and I just pen down it, or just I don't write a script for my videos or things. I just do it normally, what is my authentic self and things like that. So I just do it in that way. So it's not particular, I'm just writing the script for this particular video or for that particular podcast. I just do it raw. It's completely raw. And that's how I manage. After I come back from a shop, this is the time when my shop is closed for 1 hour or something. So this is the time when I'm recording a podcast from you, with you. And at night, after 10:30, I'm free. And then after that, 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm just hustling in that hours. After hours, you work for it. If you really want to just go on with your passion, and if you're not getting time, actually. So that's the thing. Yeah.
That's great. You follow Gary Vee, right?
Yeah, I'm following him from now age is it's been 2-3 years. I'm following even Digital Pratik also from 2017 or something. So I have been consuming a lot of content, but I'm an ex-athlete. I'm an ex-pro athlete. So I just turned to become a content creator last few months or something. So I'm just utilizing all the wisdom I have been learning from years and years. So I'm just doing the same.
Great. Most of the Indian content creators and most of the all the content creators throughout the world follow Gary Vee and Digital Pratik also. So he's the person through whom we all content creators get to meet each other and know each other, right? I think true. I also met you from Digital Pratik's that post comment section, right? This is the best thing that I have seen, that we all small content creators who have just started their journey, we support each other without any feeling of envy and any feeling of competition with each other. This is the best thing and the most positive thing I have seen on Instagram and social media nowadays.
Yeah, actually, when you focus on positivity and optimism, things are unfolding in your way. And when you focus on the dark part, or when you focus on the negative part, it's all messed up. If you want to we are just started, and we cannot see, being envious is it's a far away. In the initial stage, we are jealous of each other. And jealousy is something a human behavior. You cannot touch that thing. But the thing is that you need to just get inspired by while being jealous. If I'm jealous about you having thousand and millions of followers, so I should be he's hustling, he or her is hustling a lot, and you need to do the same. And that's how I see things. I'm he's hustling 9 to 5, he's hustling then, and he's hustling after hours, he's producing good quality contents. So you need to do the same. You need to hustle a lot. You can outwork each one of us. Yeah, true. We can actually outwork others. If you really want to get that hard, you can actually do it. It's very simple. The secret to success is hard work. You cannot skip that thing. You need to actually keep on hustling, and you get the results. That's very obvious.
The secret of success is hard work. This is only what keeps us bound and inspired by each other, right? We always True. Keep on appreciating each other, and we are really inspired from each other. Every content creator on Instagram that I have met in few days, like, they all are hustling too hard, and it gives me a sense of positive competition, right?
Yeah.
That's why I feel like I also need to hustle too hard. So what's your, I would like to understand and know about your Twitter journey, because I have really seen your awesome tweets.
So it's like, as Gary Vee had that 86 pages of insanity about posting different contents on different platforms. So I read that thing and it became like, okay, I need to post on different platforms. Until when I had a talk with Digital Pratik, and he mentioned about like posting, like a Twitter post is something like a normal, like a small quote or something. You can actually do that, and you should like generally focus on podcast for now. Like if you go on like in the initial stage, like it's like, last night I had a call with Akarshi, and I explained the same thing on her podcast as well. Like, when a businessman starts something, it's like, okay, you need to first create a foundation where you will actually monetize everything. Like, when you will actually diversify everything. Like, first you need to create a foundation where you can actually build up something out of that foundation. And once you have that foundation, you can actually go on diversifying your ways. Like, first you have a mother company or mother firm or something, then you can actually, like, what did Gary Vee do? Like, he first created his own personal brand through, like, via Wine Library TV. And then yeah. actually he started with the sneaker business. He started with, like, a lot of Empathy Wines, like, another wines business. And, like, sneakers and, like, a lot of things. Like, he started with another business, like, the Sasha company, group of companies, and the 4Ds. And actually, it all started with the VaynerX, the mother company. And then he started with the VaynerMedia, VaynerSports. So actually, first, you need to leverage a single platform where you can actually have a lot of good foundation on it. And then initially, once you are done with that, you have created a good foundation, you can actually leverage that platform and diversify your things. So that's the way, like, I did the same thing. Like, I started posting on Instagram. So I thought of doing on Twitter as well. So I started posting on Twitter, and I just screenshot that particular tweet, and I just post it on Instagram as well. So that's the thing. Like, and then I initially started with posting podcast as well. So I am planning to also join LinkedIn soon, and also, like, share my content on that platform as well. So I'm doing it, like, step by step. Like, the thing is, like, you cannot do actually, like, one day you wake up in the morning and next day you think, like, okay, now I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That was the initial reason why I failed 75 hard challenge. Because, like, yeah. for the past couple of months, I have been doing, like, okay, I've been procrastinating a lot of things. I am not in a good state of mood. And I have been, like, sleeping whole of my day and things like that. Because I was a college dropout, and I had, like, a lot of mental issues regarding, like, you know, you have a heartbreak when a big thing happens in your life. So that was, like, humanly nature. And that was initially my, like, day-to-day routine, and which, like, I had thought of doing a 75 hard challenge when I came across this thing. And I initially failed after 5 or 6 days, because, like, this is a habit of something, like, you cannot do in a day. Like, habit is created, like, if you do something for consistent for 21 days, and then initially you get an habit, like, inbuilt in yourself. So that's the thing, like, I could not do it, like, because next day you need to get up at 5 a.m., just do the workout, outdoor workout, indoor workout, no cheat meal for, like, 75 day, drinking 3 gallons of water, or something like that, 1 gallon of water, sorry. And things like that. So it was actually not like possible to do things like that, because I was not in a good, like, routine and things like that. And that was initially, like, what made me fail 75 hard challenge. Like, I'm doing 75 hard challenge in a lower way. Like, I don't need a challenge. Like, we can actually do it. Like, there are two things. Like, you can actually procrastinate of saying that, like, I don't need a 75 hard challenge to, like, grow my mental thing. But at the same way, you can actually do it without, like, posting. And, like, I'm doing 75 hard challenge in a low way. Like, I'm not being able to, like, work out 2 times. I'm working, like, once in a while. So that's the thing. So I'm not following it exactly, but I'm doing step by step, like, with my no cheat diet and then water and things like that. So actually, if you really want to grow something, if you really want to just do a lot of things, first you need to do it by step by step, like a single step by, like once in a while. Like you cannot go on that changing your whole scenario of your life in a day. So Rome was not built in a day. This is a very famous quote. So you need to actually build up things in like in months, years, and then initially you'll be getting up with the things. Yeah.
Exactly. So like you are a college dropout, and after that you started your content creation. So what was the there in Indian society, especially people are like never ready to accept these things, like being a college dropout and after that creating content, and they don't usually call it time worthy jobs and all. So it's very obvious that you must have faced some issues like this. So yeah. How did you cope up with all the problems while starting this?
So the thing is that I'm a college dropout from Delhi University. Last year only I dropped out in 2018 itself. So when I came back, and like I am living in a joint family, so there was a lot of messed out in the house. Like a lot of people were criticizing me for this decision. A lot of customers at my store also were asking my father about this thing, and they were criticizing that, okay, your son will not do anything in life and things like that.
Yeah.
But I had this thing in my mind that whatever I'm doing for my happiness, because happiness has to be the ultimate goal. Like it's in me. Like you need to be happy whatever you're doing. You cannot do a desk job for just getting a payment at the end of the month. You could actually live more humbly. What Gary Vee always says, like I speak a lot of like Gary Vee's language, because I have been consuming him from a lot of years, and I have been like daily, I'm daily consuming his contents. So I would like, whenever I speak like in the Gary Vee's language. So it's like, I have been like living what Gary Vee lived. Like I'm working at my father's store, I'm living that life. I have started with the content creation thing. And yeah, I have also been like brought up in humble beginning. So I can relate a lot from Gary Vee as well. So the thing is like a lot of like criticism was there, like a lot of parents, like my father's friends and things like that. They were also criticizing me like, this decision is not good. You should have not dropped out from Delhi University, because Delhi University is something like people like in India, we dream for getting admission in Delhi University. But the thing is like, I left that. I just dropped. And that was a big blow for my parents as well as like relatives and people around me, like my surrounding and things. So it was very obvious for me, because I had very obvious reasons. Like I'm an ex-pro athlete. Like I went there for just getting a lot of exposure for my athletics. Like I wanted a good platform. I needed a good coach, because I could not find one here where I'm staying in my hometown. So that was the reason. And even the college promised, but they could not find one. And the amount of promises they made were just false. So that initially made me like, I'm wasting my parents' money. And like, you know, a lot of times you feel like that you are doing a wrong thing. And then you feel like, okay, this is the time when you quit. So it's not like I just quit because I was not feeling well, or I just like doing things for a short period of time. See, I have been like in athletics for last 6-7 years. So it has been like I have invested a lot of years in this thing. And after concluding this, like after living a life for 6-7 years in this particular craft, I quit it. Like it was an like obvious and like conscious decision of mine. So I was very like very confident, like, okay, I'm going back. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but whatever I'm going to do, I'm just going to like leverage everything, what is there, whatever the resources are present at my hometown. And at the same way, I'll be doing something which I love. Like this content creation was nothing like I didn't love it, but it was there inside me before I joined athletics. Like content creation was not the thing, but actually helping other people. You know, I have this feeling like whenever I see other people growing, whenever I see other people like they are happy and things like that, I'm just overwhelmed by that feel. Like when Shivansh was on the top 100 podcast, I was like, man, this guy's like marvelous. Like I was in the seventh sky when I saw Shivansh on the 100 podcast. Yeah. So it's like very like overwhelming feeling, like whenever I see people growing and whenever I see like I would like to help each and every one of like people around me to just get to their like best level of themselves. So that was a thing initially from my childhood. Like I'd like to help each and everyone. I was very kind in that. And that was the thing like which hit me after like quitting athletics. And I thought that I'm staying here at my parents' place. So why should I not do like something which is productive? Like I have been productive for like 6-7 years in my athletics journey. So I thought like just doing a graduation or just doing normal thing could not like let me to do whatever like whatever life I wanted in my future. So that was the thing I started with, the content creation thing. And like you have time, like people who are complaining about time that they don't have time or things like that, like you have time. Like I have been working at my first store like from 8 a.m. in the morning to 2 p.m. and then again going at 4 p.m. something and then again coming back 10 p.m. or like 10:30 something like that. So after that I'm working after 10:30 I'm working till 2 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning. Like I'm also in that time I'm learning a lot of things from YouTube and Google. Like I've been like hustling after hours. So people who are saying like we are generally using phone like in 12 a.m. or like in 1 a.m. in the morning or 2 a.m. in the morning, we are usually using like scrolling the news feed and things like that. But actually this is a time in our 20s, actually this is a time when you need to like actually hustle. And that's the thing,
yeah,
like that hustle slang
is the time. Yeah, 20s is the time of life when we need to hustle so hard. And this is the time when even so many people always procrastinate by saying that they don't have time.
Yeah, true. So we have time. Like people are saying that, okay, I have college, I have to do this, I have to go for tuitions and things. No, man, you have time. You are not like ready to execute on the hard part. Like execution is the hardest part and you're not ready to execute. And that's the thing, like I have been like seeing other people, like I just started with the podcast thing. Then I saw a lot of other like content creators which started with me, like they also started with the podcasting. So I'm very overwhelmed with this feeling like everyone is actually executing and not just procrastinating about thing. So that was the thing. That was the journey which I have lived from like being an ex-pro athlete to turn to become a content creator. Yeah, great. That was my journey.
Too good to listen your journey, and we can really say that you have taken really tough decisions in your life and you are hustling too hard for your future, and you are even providing so much value to everyone by creating your contents. So thank you so much for joining us in our show.
Thank you so much for calling me. Like I'm really really happy, like you have also just started with the podcast thing, and I would request your audience and as well as my audience that please follow the Shivangi Srivastava show, because she's like just started with the content but she's hustling. She has a YouTube channel also, she has been producing a lot of content, book reviews and things like that. I have been consuming her content for long, like when I started following her after that Digital Pratik's comment section. And thank you so much, Shivangi, for calling me, and I'm really, really grateful for you. Like, I literally, like, I'm really happy to be on your show.
Thank you, Aniket. So thank you to all our listeners for being a part of the Shivangi Srivastava show and giving your valuable time by consuming our content. Thank you. I will be back next week with the new content. Bye-bye.